This is Tracy Holloway, and this is a Life Upgrade broadcast, Flames of Change. Welcome. There is so much power rising at this time, and you are an embodiment of these transformative energies. And as you move from place to place, you take the burning fires of transformation with you, helping change to occur. There's nothing to fear. These flames, these burning fires, are not without purpose. They are guided, intelligent, and serve a greater vision for our human evolution. It can, of course, be frightening to see the devastation caused by fire anywhere in the world. But these fires are different. They are potent, transformational flames which are required to burn through that which no longer serves us, making way for something new to emerge. Take a moment to connect to your sacred heart space. You can place your hand on your heart, or your hands in prayer position, whatever feels comfortable to you. And simply breathe. Breathe into this space, this shared space we're creating here and now. If you haven't done so already, then this may be the time when you wish to close your eyes, deepening your experience, your connection to you, and the sacred space that you're creating here and now. For your inner work, your powerful inner work, rest in this moment of peaceful inner reflection. And as you gently observe your breath rising and falling in your chest, allow a wave of peace, or waves of peace, to gently wash over you, to move deep within you, to gently support you. These peaceful waves of love can gently wash throughout your entire body, eroding any areas of tension, any stress, any anxiety. With every breath, you release yourself into a space of peaceful, peaceful letting go. This is time for you. Breathe in the release and let go effortlessly, releasing, letting go, opening and receiving waves of gentle relaxation. These waves of gentle relaxation can wash throughout your entire body, through all the systems of your body. This energy is intelligent. It knows just how to move through you, supporting you, helping you to let go, helping you to create the space you require for your gentle, gentle self-inquiry, gentle observation, gentle allowing of a deeper, more intuitive you to emerge. Just letting go, softening, softening into this space. Feel that spaciousness and let go into it. You can be aware of your expanded heart space, the energy of your heart opening up to receive this light-coded transmission. Every time you relax in this way, you find it easier to simply let go and gently flow with these peaceful waves. Take a moment to sense your expanding heart energy, surrounding you with love, with gratitude, and a deepening sense of inner peace. You're sensing the space you're in. You're creating the space you're in. You are the space. Soften and allow. Your heart's intelligence is guiding you to open further. Opening further to connect with the ever-expanding network of light all around you. Connecting you through heart waves of cohesion to others working in light at this time. And there are so many. So many working in light. Acknowledge the network of light. Generated at a physical level now by light workers across the globe, supported by all the networks of unseen guides and helpers here and throughout the cosmos. We are here and now. Give gratitude for all these connections. May your heart be filled with the gratitude that all these connections bring to you, here and now. Feel into this connected space and sense the power increasing. Gratitude is such a powerful gift to share. And the power of this network of light is increasing. It increases every day. And your connection to it as a guiding support for your sacred practice is always available. This connected space is a powerhouse of physical, purposeful, guiding power and insight on this, your path of awakening. You're no longer alone. You are part of this growing wave of transformation, working its magic across the globe. Breathe in the guiding network and know that your intuitive system and this guiding network work together to bring peace, love, and unity to all. A new wave of energy is now flooding in, And as you navigate your way through any challenges you might be faced with, know that your power is being increased in ways which may not be obvious yet. You can perhaps at times worry too much, doubt that you know enough, and feel that there is just too much to do. But in fact, the true call of the heart, the true call of the heart is just asking that you simply slow down and simply be. Slow down and be. Simply slow down and simply be. Your heart knows so much more than you realize. It can be so very easy for the mind to dominate. And the mind may want you to do what it says. But when you listen to those old pre-programmed responses, you may find yourself swamped or overloaded with unnecessary chit-chat, overwhelmed by the endless things you need to consider and all the potential problems which you may need to navigate. The mind sometimes makes things much harder than they need to be. And this new transformational tidal wave of change is here to help you see just that. You may be easily overwhelmed when the mind is overwhelmed with too much to think about, plan for, and work out. But what if there's nothing to work out? What if you're not being asked to think about anything? What if all you need to do is simply be? Better still, what if there's nowhere to be, nothing to do, and you can simply let go into allowing life to reveal to you the very power and magic within you? Nothing you need to do right now. Nowhere you need to be. You can just relax into this space. Relax and simply be. A powerful transmission will gently wash over you, and you will take from it whatever you need for now. And a light-coded activation will be delivered into your energy body. And those little seeds of light will come into your awareness at the perfect time for you. Gently, gently, bit by bit. Supporting you into a more natural, authentic way of being. The support network of light, which you're here as part of. You're part of it to experience it and to experience yourself as it's ever expanding and you're ever expanding. And so see yourself as an ever expanding network of light, connected to an infinite, ever expanding network of light. And within this ever-expanding network of light, there are many opportunities to harness light codes. They're held within a collective heart space to be delivered into the consciousness of humanity at specific points of reference and in a way which is directed and orchestrated by a greater guiding intelligence that you're part of, that you are. The network, as a collective holding space for coded information, operates in a way which means that people can tune into it at any time and get from it whatever they need, now and in the future. Make good use of this network of light. Tune into it regularly. And if you feel that you're ready to hold a bigger space for others, then tune in and the network will support and guide you. You'll sense that network of support and guidance there for you, delivering what's required in a way that's right for that particular person, group, or situation. Just holding space. Holding space. And there's nothing you need to hold on to, as this network is forever within you and all around you. So as you connect to your own inner light, so you can connect to the growing network and be supported to access whatever energies you require, without even needing to know what's required. The intelligence of the light itself will guide and direct the process. You are simply a heart-centered space holder for powerful work to take place, simply by observing it as so. You can be available more and more to this work as a space holder for the transformation of human consciousness. Firstly, learn to anchor your light to the planet, and release any blocks which get in the way of your own inner light shining. Acknowledge and overcome any limitations you have which would otherwise shadow your own potential as an emerging beacon for powerful transformation. This shared space, this powerful place, is here for you here and now. Let go into it. Let go and relax. You can rest back into a more comfortable position if you haven't done so already. Your body may need to feel supported and comfortable to let go as you offer it the opportunity for deep release of historic data, past trauma and karmic codes which are now up for recoding. The power you have is in letting go. And so see just how much more you can open your heart and receive this light energy transmission deep into the cells of your body. Soften and allow. Soften, breathe and allow. As you soften yourself from the top of your head to the tips of your toes, you can notice and not notice the areas of tension or holding. Those resistant places where there is something blocking or something dense and heavy which must now be released. Releasing tension enables you to become lighter, more spacious, and more able to hold the clear space of pure transformation as an embodied way of being. Light codes of information are now coming in. You can receive these beautiful seeds of change into your energy field. Gently, gently. bit by bit. Your power is in your receptivity and your willingness to allow the old, outdated information held within your cellular memory to be released. And for a new, more awakened energy to flow through you, acknowledging your sacred presence, the true power you have, the innate wisdom you hold, and the truth which you carry in your heart. The sacred work you are here to do is calling to you more than ever before. And though you know in your heart that there's so much more you're here to do, you may sometimes feel overwhelmed and even stagnant in that realm of inertia. The parts of you which resist, which avoid, who don't want to do this sacred work, or fear you being in your power, or who want to hide away from commitment, or which think that you can't do it, shouldn't do it, won't do it, or will struggle, fail, collapse from exhaustion, overwhelm, die in the attempt. All these responses, though valid, are not you. They are trauma responses from past experiences. Be sure to acknowledge each and every one of these parts with dignity, humility, and gratitude. The power is in accepting the past, not hiding from it. Not trying to brush it away or avoid it or disregard it. We are here to learn from our collective history, to re-experience our loss of sovereignty, and to reclaim all that has been lost. But not through anger and struggle, but through gentle observation of the past through the eyes of compassion for all. These flames of pure transformation are here to burn through all this and more. You can step into the flames and see all that you are not being burned away, revealing the very power you have as a being of great wisdom and sacred purpose. It may seem challenging or even frightening to step into the flames. Learn to trust your inner guiding systems. The network of light will support you through this transformational process, as together we are here to clear the dark shadows from our collective history and reveal the sacred treasures deep within. Those times of being alone on this path are finally coming to an end. And as we work together in unity, so we discover a deeper power, a greater resilience, and a more purposeful way of connecting and holding space for our collective fears and the emerging, inevitable layers of resistance. The network of light is strong and made stronger through our heart-centered connection and through developing relationships which build trust in our humanity and trust in the overall guiding wisdom and intelligence flowing through all creation. Greater trust is being built on all levels. And as we work together, so we will see that what is done in one is done in all. We are collectively creating a space for conscious change and the deliberate creation of a new shared reality, birthing a new earth into being. Creating collective pathways of unity and vision within the consciousness of humanity. This is essential. It's an essential part of the building process to create these collective pathways. As over time, these form a guiding neural network of strategy, experience, and thinking which can be accessed by others. Others may not yet be ready to step into the flames of transformation and witness old patterns and programs being burned away. What we do now not only creates a vibratory pattern of what's possible, of what we can do together and newly embody, it also helps create guidance within the collective neural net, calling others into awaken to go through the process of change for themselves. When they're ready, a way forward is already etched in consciousness and embodied by you. The power we have is in our unity. In this sacred space held at the highest vibration. We are here to work together in light, in service to humanity. And as you dance around the flickering flames, at the edges of all which becomes possible through deep sacred connection, so you will be called to step into the pure fires of the transformational process and witness the power our unity creates. In a moment, a light language transmission will take place. When you're ready, if you haven't already done so, then in your own sweet time, when you feel intuitively called, you can step into the flames. It is when pressure is immense and the heat is intense that diamonds are formed. You are a diamond in the making. Step into this potent creative fire. Watch all that you no longer are, all that you no longer need, simply burn away, releasing. Releasing in spirals of smoke up into the space all around you. From the flames and through the smoke, observe your true sparkling diamond self emerge triumphant. The light-coded activation coming through this light language transmission will continue to work with you for some time. You'll know when this particular part of your sacred work is complete, as your eyes will open in their own time. Take a moment to breathe in the power of this collective network of light and dance around the fire, experiencing the pure, potent, transformational energies at work. And when you're ready, jump right in. And for those of you who will wonder, just how many times should I do this? You can do it as many times as you feel to. You can just burn away the layers of all that you're not. And as you do so, you'll see that diamond self emerge. Take all the time you need. There's no hurry. Your light language transmission is coming in now. Ta ya ni ya 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 ya. Ta ta ni ya 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 ya. Ta ya ni ya. Ta ni ya. Ta ni ya 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 ya. Ta ni ya 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 ya. Ta ni ya. Ta ni ya. Ya ta ni ya ta ni ya ta ni. Yata nie, yata nie, yata nie. Yata nie. Yata nie. Yata nie, yata nie, yata nie. Yata nie, yata nie, yata nie. Yata nie. Yata nie. Tata nie atuanta. Tata nie atuanta. Tata nie atuanta. Tata nie, tata nie, tata nie. Tata nie awa. Tata nie awa. Tata nie. Tata nie. Tata nie awa. Tata nie awa. Tata nie. Tata nie. Tata nie awa. Tata nie awa. Yata nie. Yata nie. Yata nie awa. And so it is. And so it is.